Here we go, turn it up now.
You know it's about that time. Got lit times, good vibes for your drive. Release the stress, feeling your best. If you're ready to party, say yes.
Gary and Tommy about to go off.
Before every show, Gary and Tommy do a quick vibe check with each other. And with NIB's health check, you can check in on your health and get personalised insights to help focus and improve areas of your health. Live health first with NIB. Visit nib.com.au today. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to your Tuesday, Arvo. How are we, guys?
Good, thank you, Jesse.
It's nice of you to even turn up to work because I thought the newfound fame might have gone to your head. It's good to see you've still got time for the little people.
Absolutely. I'll take you on the journey when I become a huge animation actress. Is that what they're called?
I can't believe your job is actually professionally talking, and that's how you managed to get that out. Of course, you appeared in an episode of Bluey.
Mm-hmm.
Have we worked out how many words it was exactly?
I think it was about 8 words. 2 seconds.
Oh, that's a bit much. Scarlet Bombshell.
Yeah, there you go. And if you guys are thinking you've edited that down, no, that was the whole role.
Oh, stop it.
Sorry, I'm just saying it's nice that you turned up because we've had fan mail flooding in. This is from Facebook where we posted the clip. And Deanne, she's written, I watched that ep last night knowing she was in it and still missed it.
Oh, well, I've had mothers tell me their kids picked my voice in the ep before they even knew that I was in it.
They're your
that's
family.
Carrie.
They're your family.
No, that's what
family.
They've said on my Instagram.
That's fun, Fran, isn't it?
It's nice.
That's your family.
Don't. Yeah.
It is your family. Though,
it's
isn't
not
it?
My family.
Is it? Where have they? Have they just messaged you random
no,
people?
No, I will. You go to the song and
now
I'll
you've
show
got to
you.
Make up a fake account.
I'm not making up a fake. Don't take away
not Carrie's
from
family.
I support your stuff. Support mine.
I did. Yeah. I read out some comments.
Up next, can we talk about your broken rib?
Yeah.
It's now causing you pain as
yes,
you laugh.
Yes.
Because I've been having chats with people post your broken rib and the stories that I've heard from people think we need to talk about. We'll
right.
do it next.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Sorry, I'm just eating a summer roll.
It's been a long time since you've had one, hasn't it?
I haven't had one since school days. They were our treat food. We were allowed a summer roll or a honey nougat. No, honey, what was it? Log.
A honey nougat log, I believe, which sounds delicious. Well, can you grab us a log?
Yes.
That was so yummy. These are so yummy. But nougat really is an old person food. As I'm eating it, I'm watching myself age.
Nougat and Turkish delight are the same.
Oh, my God, I love Turkish delight. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
And fudge.
And fudge.
And
fudge.
And Werther's Originals.
And Werther's Originals. God, we're getting old, guys. I wanted to talk broken bones.
Yes.
Because obviously you got your rib broken by Tim Zhu last week in the first ever kickboxing match.
Yes.
And we should also give a shout out to Tim.
Yes.
The legend that he is. He's had a rough time.
Yeah, well, Tim's got his title fight coming up June 16th, I believe. But he's June 18th, but he's currently in hospital. He got bitten by a dog on
That's
Sunday.
Horrible.
So we're wishing him, they're saying the fight should still go ahead against Mexican Carlos Ocampo. Wishing him a very speedy recovery and hope he's all A1 to fight.
Mm. He had a genuine reason to go to hospital. You were just a wuss that couldn't handle one little punch from Tim Zhu.
I had a broken rib.
You did have a broken rib, yep, to be fair. And you were in a lot of pain. And you asked the question to a group of us today, what bones have you broken? As if we've all just broken bones. And I said to you, I don't think I've ever broken a bone. My kids have never broken a bone. And then I remember the only bone I think I kind of break, but I don't know if it counts because I've got a double jointed little toe. And so my toe pops in and out, my little toe.
You said you catch it on things.
Well, because I walk like a duck from dancing, doing ballet for all these years. When I'm in thongs, I'm already walking like with my
wide footed.
And then my little toe catches on the corner of rooms.
Oh.
And it clicks out and I have to pop it back in again.
I think you dislocate it.
So then I've never had a break. I don't think I've ever had a break then.
Should we?
Wow.
You're going to break my bone. No.
Sorry, I started. You know how every idea you're like, well, should we do the thing we've never done? Didn't really click that it was a broken bone.
But one of the girls we were talking to, she was talking about how she broke her collarbone rolling off a couch. And
rolling
I had this,
off a couch.
Yeah, well, I did have an image because she's like a woman of our age. I had an image of her like having a big night and rolling off the couch. And but she said it was when she was 4. But she said that her mum didn't believe that she'd hurt herself and dragged her by the arm around Maya for the afternoon. And she was one of 4 girls and she just complained the whole time. And her mum was like, just stop complaining. But she'd actually broken her collarbone, which would be so painful.
Yeah. My sister had the same thing. My sister was playing hide and seek when we were younger and she fell out of her hiding spot and and said to Mum that her arm was really sore. And Mum said, no, you're right, just sleep it off. Anyway, next day, broken arm.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Yeah.
But then you can't pander to all those things.
To all broken bones.
No, like as in you don't know as a parent whether it's a break or not. And if you just like overreacted to everything, you'd be in emergency the whole time.
But does it happen a lot? Do kids go, my bones are broken? Like, I don't
well, you don't
I...
know as a kid that you've broken your bone. You just know it hurts. And you go, oh, it hurts. And that's when we kind of go, toughen up. You'll be fine. Till we find out it's broken bone. Then we go, no, you won't be fine.
I think what hurt about my situation was I don't think I've ever said something was really wrong when it wasn't. And all I said was, I think my rib's broken.
Yeah.
And you all went, oh,
get up. Pip, didn't you say that you broke a bone when you were a kid and your mum?
Yeah, I was playing basketball at school and the ball landed on my finger and it hurt for ages. And after a few like months and months of saying my finger was still hurting, she eventually took me to the doctor, got an x-ray and it turns out it was broken.
Can you do anything for it?
And now it's like permanently got a big bump on it.
But can you do anything for it? What would you have done for it?
No, it would have just had to – I would have got a split on it.
They would have pinned
it
or something, wouldn't they?
Yeah, and it would have healed better. It eventually just healed on its own, but it was too far gone.
And you would have got a bit more sympathy perhaps too.
Probably, yeah.
But Bumpy Knuckles is a great nickname.
Yeah.
13, 10, 60.
Yeah, Knuckle Bumps.
Yeah. When did you break something and no one believed you? You had to push through.
Oh, just go out and call in. Give us a call, 13, 10, 60.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and on 13 10 60, when did you break a bone and no one believed you?
Yeah,
it seems there's lots of parents out there saying to their kids, oh, you're fine.
You'll be right.
Only to have their kid in a cast a few days later.
Do you know why we're focusing on just kids? Last week when I was in the ring with Tim Zhu, you went, oh, get up. I had a broken rib.
Yeah, they do feel a tiny bit bad.
No, you don't.
Pretty tiny. Gemma, Gemma, who didn't believe, what did you break and who didn't believe it?
Hey, guys. So I was doing putting Christmas lights up on my roof a few years ago. And I fell off and fell onto my elbow and I knew something wasn't right.
Oh, how far was the fall from the roof?
Oh, the roof.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us that.
But I'm actually very shocked that it didn't do more damage. But so anyway, went up into the ER and basically, you know, I stayed there for a solid 5-6 hours waiting to be seen to have an x-ray and everything and be told by these two doctors, no, nothing, it's all good, it's all fine. Went back to work in agony to then have another ultrasound a few months down the track, and they said to me, yep, so your arm was broken. Funny part was I actually served them at work a little while down the track. I was so filthy with them. But anyway.
I mean, to be fair, Gem, you often they can't see things on an x-ray that they can then see on an ultrasound.
Well, I guess, but I mean, two people, they called two people in.
I know, but they're looking at the same anyway. I don't know why I'm taking any side in this.
Says the man who's got the broken bit that nobody believed. You know what I mean? Like, you should be on Gemma's side.
Gemma, I'm on your team. Down with the medical professionals.
I'm a good fighter, by the way, so I can take you on now.
Oh, I mean, anyone could take me on now.
Oh, my God, am I here in a boxing match round two?
Oh, no, please no.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thanks, Gem.
What about you, Kimberly? What did you break?
Hi, guys. I broke my arm when I was 9. I was at school and I was playing and, broke it. And then I told Mum and she didn't believe me and just thought I was whinging. And the next day we had to go play netball and she made me play netball and I caught the ball and went, ow, that really hurt. And then we ended up going to the hospital and it was broken and she felt really bad.
Oh, jeez. Kimberly, I assume you had a cast then as well.
Yeah, and the next day was my birthday and it was a pool party, so I couldn't swim.
Oh, no.
Did you still have the pool party?
Yeah, because Mum already paid for it.
It's funny the things you remember. I remember I had a pool party plan when I was a kid and I got chicken pox. And I so didn't want the party cancelled that it was in summer because my birthday's in summer, that I spent all the week before wearing like high neck skivvies and stuff so that my family wouldn't see all the dots on my body because I didn't want my party cancelled. I was so itchy.
And I'm sure the worst thing for chicken pox is to make them hot
and itchy. And then I found mum's, what was that stuff that you put on that ointment? Not calamine.
The pink stuff.
Pink stuff.
Yeah. I forgot. Calamine lotion.
Calamine. And I used to put it on my body everywhere hoping that it would stop the itching. And they just got worse and worse than the day before. Mum was like, what? She came in and we were having a shower and she goes, what's wrong? You've got chicken pox. Nah, don't.
Just going to dump party myself off. In calamine.
Never recovered.
You've recovered fine.
Love a party. Maybe that's when my love of party began.
What, from chicken pox?
No, just having it taken from my life once. I was like, never again.
I think we've delved a bit too deep into this chicken pox story.
Steve, how are you?
Not too bad, yourself?
Very well. What did you break and what didn't they believe that you'd broken? You know what I mean? Yeah.
When I was younger, me and my brother were playing soccer in the backyard and I was goalkeeper. My brother kicked the ball. Hands gone up. My knuckles have touched my forearm and I heard a massive crack. And I was like, oh, I ran inside. Mum's like, no, you'll be all right. Let alone my mother's a nurse.
What do you mean? Your arm was like snapped though.
But the nurses are sometimes the tougher because they've seen it all. So they're like, stop.
Then the next day, went out, played soccer again.
The next
did
day?
The same thing.
No.
And mum's like, Steve, you'll be all right.
Then Steve, wasn't it broken and dislocated?
Yes. Yeah, so when it originally happened, it like sort of half dislocated my wrist and sort of went back in and which fractured the wrist. And the next day, later that night, it sort of went black. Mum's like, maybe I should take you to the hospital. Hopefully it's not much. And yeah, it turns out I had a fractured wrist straight through the growth plate.
So you're less unco now, Steve?
Pardon?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Carrie and Tommy. Lizzo and SZA, that is special for your Tuesday, Arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy, and whatever health first means to you, NIB is here to help you live it. Start living health first and join NIB today at nib.com.au.
It's so good. You can get scripts delivered straight to your door, thanks to the wonderful folks at NIB. So no more going out of your house like a sucker because you can have a telehealth appointment and then have scripts brought to you because it's good stuff.
Hey, stay near your phone because we're going to get someone one step closer to coming to Paris to see Pink with us. It could happen anytime. Trips given away every week. We are going to be ready to party. Yep. You just got to get through, so stay by your phone.
Yes.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Now, everyone would have heard of Make-A-Wish Australia before, an incredible program where kids who are seriously ill get granted their wishes, something they've always wanted to do. It is an amazing program, and this year Hungry Jack's Wishmaker campaign is hoping to raise $2 million. And if you've ever wondered just what a difference something like the granting of wish can make to a family going through something like this, we have on the line Kaylee and her mum, Alana, who know all too well about all of this. Welcome to both of you. Hey, Kaylee. Hey, Alana.
Hello.
Hey, Alana, your family's had such a tough journey. We understand Kaylee is in remission now, which is incredible news. But can you tell us a little bit about what you've all been going through?
So Kaylee was diagnosed in 2019 and she needed a life-saving bone marrow transplant. So we had to move to Sydney for 4 months and we are very pleased to say that it worked and Kaylee is cancer-free and very, very, very healthy.
Good on you, Kaylee. That's great. Alana, that must have been, saying it would be tough for a mum is probably an understatement.
Just a little bit. Look, I don't recommend it. Yeah. But it really has brought us closer as a family. And I say to everybody that when I grow up, I want to be Kaylee. She's just a superhero in my eyes. And what children have to go through is just incomprehensible.
Kaylee, can you tell us, if you look back to some of those days where it was really tough, can you tell us a little bit about how you were feeling on some of those days and what it might be like for someone that can't understand just how tough it is to go through something like that?
Well, when I was really sick, we would talk about all the fun things that would happen after I would get better to sort of cheer me up.
And how much did that help? What did you used to look forward to the most? What was the one thing you'd talk about all the time?
Going to the snow.
Uh-huh. Cool. Had you been to the snow before?
No. I'd never seen. I had no idea what it would be like.
Hey, Kaylee, what made you want to go to the snow? My nieces love Frozen. Was it something like that?
Well, it was something like that. So I've never seen the snow before, so I've always wanted to feel it and just see it. And I'm a bit of a daredevil, so I really wanted to try snowboarding.
Oh,
how did you go?
I was really good.
Have you skateboarded before that?
Yeah, a tiny bit the same.
Yeah, same, but colder.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said you wanted to feel snow for the first time. If someone hasn't felt snow, how do you describe it to them?
Well, some days it would be really soft, and then other days it'd be really crunchy hard, like ice.
Like, oh my God, did you chuck snowballs at people?
Yes. Mainly at my brothers.
Kaylee, one of the things I heard that you really wanted to do when you were at the snow was film it all, like you could be in your own movie. Did you get to do that?
Yeah, I did. So on one of the days when I was at the snow, a person came and filmed me going down the hills on my snowboard.
We had every single person at Perry Show was just staring, wondering who this person was that was being filmed because it was a full professional setup. It was amazing.
Has it made you want to do more of that sort of stuff, Kaylee, when you get older?
Yes, I really want to do that.
You love being on stage.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You could be. What do you want to be? Do you want to be a singer or a dancer or everything?
Well, I have a few things that I'd like to be. I'd definitely be an actress, a dancer, and a pilot in the Air Force.
Oh my gosh.
You know what's so cool? Kaylee, you could be like one of those actresses that does her own stunts because you're a daredevil as well.
Sound like a plan?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, Alana, I was reading that there are 900 kids currently waiting for their wish to be granted, which is so devastating to imagine what those families are going through at the moment. But hearing you talk about the joy that the wish brought you reminds you why this campaign is so important. How, for you, what would you say to people who are thinking about donating or being part of the Hungry Jack's campaign? What a difference it made to have something so positive like this to look forward to as a family.
The last holiday we had before the wish was our oncologist told us, take Kaylee away for a holiday. You need to stay local, but go and celebrate her life before she goes to transplant. So they were our memories, was scary, nerve-wracking, worrying memories. So when we got to go to the snow where we didn't have to organize a single thing and make new positive memories, they're core memories. And I know people are like, what's this $2 going to do, or five or 10? It's huge. And if everybody does it, you are literally making dreams come true. We talk about that snow trip still to this day, every day nearly. it's so beautiful.
That's so great. So Hungry Jack's Wishmaker campaign, you can head into Hungry Jack's or get the app and purchase a Wishmaker star, and all the money goes to making wishes come true for young people like Kaylee. Alana, thank you. Kaylee, thank you. And we can't wait to see you on the big screen flying planes and acting and doing all those things.
Just don't dance in the plane.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, guys. Thanks, Kaylee. Thanks, Alana.
Bye.
Bye.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because what have I been mocked for?
Where do I start?
And don't give me a list. Just something I've admitted on this show, and then I've been mocked mercilessly. Pillar to post.
Your ability to box.
That's true, Jesse. Well done, but not the one I'm
looking
for.
Okay.
I don't think you do this, Jesse. I do. I do it. Carrie, you do it. But it's embarrassing that I do it. But you and producer Pippa do it.
So confusing.
Our producer Georgia does it.
What? Georgia, Pippa and I do it.
Yeah, and I do it.
Oh, is it something that only women do?
And me. Women and me.
Women and you.
What do women and me do?
Cry a lot.
That's also true.
Actually, that's we do mock you for the crying. Is it the crying?
Unfortunately, it's not it.
Just tell me. I don't know. This guessing game is boring me.
We're all.
The producers have said bleed.
Oh, my God. What does that mean?
I don't
don't know.
Carrie, that's not even written on a screen somewhere.
Where it is there, over there.
No, we, me and the women, are spissers.
Oh, you sit down to pee.
Yes.
It is weird.
And guess
so
what?
So weird.
Jesse, do you?
Only at night time.
Oh, yeah, because you're worried. Yeah, your legs get wobbly.
Sometimes I'm on Wanda.
What?
Sorry?
I stand to wee.
Oh, I thought that was
hovercraft. Do you do that only at night as well? Well,
so,
guess what?
So do you, sorry, remind me again, do you sit down to wee all the time?
If I'm at home, yeah. Not at
Oh, so not just at night time, all day?
All day. When I hit 30, I decide.
When you go
tired.
To the work toilets, do you sit down?
No.
So just at home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The hint in the just at home bit. Anyway, guess what?
What?
You know how you always tease me about it.
So much so that I couldn't even remember the thing that I teased you about.
Oh, look who's decided to use his legs for once. Not when he's pissing, eh? Spisser. Hey. And then you go around and get all the boys from Triple M and you go, come in here. Look at the spisser over here. And they go, shh, spisser.
What's happened?
You know how you do that? Well, guess what? It's better for you.
Oh, my God, is this the longest run-up to bring an article about how sitting down to pee is better for you?
Yeah, but I hadn't read it in time, so I was trying to buy myself time.
And you're in
talking.
So much pain from your rib that at the moment watching you do this is...
I am. Yeah. It even hurts to spiss at the moment. Anyway, Dr. Gerard Collins, a urological surgeon...
Collins. That's funny.
Yeah. A urological surgeon in northwest England has said it is more hygienic and better for your bladder health to spiss.
Why? Does it change how the pee comes out?
Yes, it does, because.
How does it change?
In the rest of the article.
Do a quick skim read.
Yeah. It's the most efficient way to pee.
Yeah, we get.
It ensures muscles in the pelvis, yeah, and the spine
relax.
Are completely relaxed, making it easier to completely empty the bladder.
Isn't that the same? Aren't you meant to pee and do number twos with your feet elevated? That's
well,
why.
Like up in the air.
No, I think you meant to have a little stool.
Carrie's a litter.
I think you.
She lies to shit.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And whatever health first means to you, NIB is here to help you live it. Start living health first and join NIB today at nib.com.au.
Because so much still to come, including.
Don't miss the big one.
No, it's the big one. Make sure you are by your phone because any moment during today's show, we could be calling you if you have texted through the code word for today to join us in Paris to see Pink. Mm. Up next, though, it's travel related.
It is travel related. In fact, it's a good conversation to have before we go to Paris.
Oh.
We need to discuss the suitcase situation.
It's out of control.
It is. It's gross. We're going to do that next.
Oh.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
So we've come away on a little work trip and we've been giving our producer Pippa a lot of hassle because...
It's not just our producer Pippa. It's, I assume, the small village she's travelling with.
Sure. She is packed enough. Like everyone's just got a little carry-on, tiny little carry-on bag for the two nights. Pippa's brought enough for a family like that's moving overseas. For life. She's brought us such a big
Firstly,
suitcase.
If you go away for two nights and then someone says at the airport, oh, guys, I've just got to grab my bag, they've left the holiday.
Also, we left without her because we weren't willing to wait and took her an hour to get her luggage. It almost took her longer to get her luggage than she's actually here on the holiday for.
We were on air. Like, we didn't have that much time to get to the studio here and get on air. We were on air and then I saw a small, what appeared to be some kind of storage unit on wheels getting pushed through the office. And
shipping
just
container.
Behind it, I could see, a little blonde bob. And I'm like, oh, that's Pippa behind. Is that her suitcase?
I mean, it's funny that you mock her, though, because you forget stuff every time you travel. So perhaps you need to travel more like Pippa.
Of course I do. We had to do the work event and I forgot pants. And I just think also because we've come to the top end of the country. Mm. It's so hot.
Yeah, you barely need anything.
And what have you packed? Jackets and bricks?
No, I just like choice. Like sometimes I'm a sweater, so I don't want always clothes that are going to like have my armpits out. Sometimes I want the armpits covered.
But don't you want
like
the armpits
options.
Out for air, like breathing?
Not always.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Do you put those sweat pads in your armpits?
No.
You should get Botox. In your armpits.
Oh, jeez, I thought you just moved on to something else. I was like, I'm a sweater.
I want that in my forest.
Hey,
too,
you should get Botox here.
No, I think it stops sweating in your arms.
Surely that's not
I'll
good
try
for
that.
You. Like, sweat serves a purpose. Surely just blocking up your holes.
I don't know if this much sweat serves a purpose.
You're not. I'm quite sweaty. I'm too weird.
Maybe you should
have a competition about it. I should get Botox. And once again, nothing to do with the sweat.
But we were talking about luggage, and you just said something offhand that is so gross. You said that you have still not unpacked your suitcase.
It's not a suitcase. It's a backpack.
A backpack that you took travelling six months ago?
Urban years.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, what?
Urban years.
I thought you said 7 years.
But it's not like, I mean, it's not.
What's in there? Hold on. This is from your trip when you climbed the mountain.
I think this bit's worse.
Okay, so this is when you climbed the mountain.
Yeah.
So you took a backpack.
So you know how I'd never been hiking before doing Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa? I obviously haven't needed to go hiking since.
So you haven't needed the stuff that's in there, like hiking boots?
It's all just hiking stuff.
But didn't you only take like one outfit? Is it just the stuff that hasn't been washed from that trip? That's disgusting. That you guys didn't shower at all?
It's only Africa.
How long were you hiking for?
7 days.
Oh, my God. If you open that bag, the smell, that's like when I open my son's bag after camp.
So why would I?
Oh, it's so gross.
Just burn it.
Yeah. I've got another hike at the end of the year.
Oh, my God. If you keep it in there until then, it will have rotted itself, I reckon.
Ugh.
It'll have all these, oh, my God, so disgusting.
But, Pippa, you could learn a thing or two. That was just a backpack to Africa.
I'm not taking life lessons from you, thanks.
Damn it.
Yeah. Hey, side note before we start talking about how long before you haven't opened your luggage, did you see the thing from Air New Zealand today? They're going to start making people weigh themselves before they step on the international flight.
That is brutal.
They're doing some survey to discover something, and they're saying Air New Zealand to start weighing passengers before boarding international flights.
It's so mean. They always do this thing under the guise of like, oh, your luggage is weighed, so why shouldn't your body be weighed and stuff as well? It's all crap. It's just to make more money and make people feel bad in the process. You know when you sit next to someone really big on a plane, you can tell sometimes they're like sorry to be there. They've got every right to sit there like anyone else.
But also all the people that wear all their clothes onto the plane.
And sorry, I should also say, I'm saying this as I get fatter and fatter and maybe I'm just future-proofing myself.
Can we talk, though, about how long that you haven't opened something for? Like I remember one summer opening a school lunchbox that was from the end of school. I opened it just to get ready for the kids back to school. And the smell from that bag, I could actually right now I can smell it again. Like the smell has stayed with me.
Later in the week, would you like me to bring in the bag?
Oh, my God, that's a great idea. You're opening it, smelling it.
We've got to get
home. We're
not
doing it. He's doing it.
In a different studio?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll stand outside the door. We'll lock you in and you've got to inhale.
That'll be the first time. Oh, inhale.
13, 10, 60. What did you leave closed up and then you finally opened it? It's not fair.
You just have to broaden it out.
No, I'm just thinking, what are we asking for? How long didn't you open it? Can be anything. Lunchbox, luggage. Don't look at me like that. Offer something if you've got thoughts.
No, I don't. I like watching you sometimes tumble and try and catch yourself.
Well, it's not fun to tumble on your own.
But it's fun to watch someone tumbling on their own.
Anyway, full border calls there.
Yeah, they're
everyone
all going, what's
it.
Carrie asking?
No, they get it.
What's she
you
mean,
get it,
though?
Don't you guys? Anyway, we'll chat to you guys
30,
next.
10, 60 if you get it.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon. And a little bit later on this afternoon, guys, we're going to be calling someone. Actually, it could happen at any moment.
Yes.
To bring them to Paris to see Pink with us.
Right now, though, how long have you been holding on to something and you haven't opened it?
Yes.
Because Tommy went away about 6 months ago hiking, and he hasn't opened his rucksack since. He has not unpacked. He's not washed the clothes that he wore for 7 days straight.
Yes. The rucksack's stench. Fun. Makes rucksack. Me sound like... I'm going to use an name I don't know. Tom Sawyer? Huckleberry Finn?
Yes. Yes.
Any of those
he had
real
a little
people?
Rucksack. You have a big rucksack.
Yes, I did. Yeah. A big unpack sack.
Abby, what haven't you unpacked?
Hi. So we were camping New Year's Eve this year. We didn't realise, this was for 2 weeks, so we didn't realise, but we'd left chicken in the oven. Oh. So we came back. 2 weeks later with to like a really bad smell in the house. Oh. We looked everywhere. We opened the oven. There's a chicken in there, maggots and everything.
I was going to say.
Oh, my God.
I know it should be sealed, but I feel like mice could find their way into an oven as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do you know what that reminds me of, Abby? So I once made chicken rissoles in a blender, like you have to blend it all up.
Oh, yeah.
And then I thought I'd cleaned it all well. And like a month or two later, I went to make chocolate biscuits and I was blending it all up. And we made the biscuits and ate them. Yes. And then when I was cleaning the blade later, I found all this chicken that was hidden up
Imagine
in the
getting
top of
salmonella
the blender.
Poisoning from chocolate biscuits.
And everybody had eaten them.
How are you still alive?
I know. It was so, like, and it had gone all.
That's making me just. How did you not know when you put the picky mix
No,
in?
Because, you know, with you probably don't blend things often, but they've all got bits and they've got those little blades that you clip on, but it's got a hole. And so all the chicken mince got stuck in the hole.
Oh, you put the chicken mince through the top?
No, I didn't put it through the top. It just found its way there.
Chicken mince, it blended up?
It's a tricky little thing, chicken
it
mince.
It is. They always
find
say that, don't they?
Finds itself in places you'll never know.
It's not a catchy catchphrase, but it is one.
Sophia.
I just want to let you guys know that I get it.
Oh, good, thank you, Sophia. Don't you say good. You didn't get it, mate.
No,
she does.
No,
we do.
I was just
going
to say that's one of us. Two of you.
I was in primary school and, well, I think we were on some excursion or something and I've left a sandwich in my little backpack and I've just thrown it into the cupboard and, well, forgotten all about it. And then maybe I think a year later when I was cleaning out my cupboard, I found it in the bag and let's just say it was black.
Oh.
It wasn't. I didn't even know what it was at first. And I'm like, oh, my God, is that a sandwich? And then curiosity, being a kid.
Oh, my God.
Wanted to know what it smelled.
Oh, no.
Wanted to know if it smelled bad. And I opened it and I nearly vomited back in the bag.
It's that sulfurous smell. You know that kind of when something's...
It was, I don't know. It was growing things on it. It was disgusting. Oh,
God.
Is burnt hair one of the worst smells in the world?
No.
Neither.
No. I think I'm kind of into that.
Burnt You're hair. Into that.
Maybe Sophia is as well. She gets it. Are you into burnt hair as well, Sophia?
No, not quite. And I think I probably bomb with that too.
Sophia doesn't get it. Falls apart.
Hey, Josh. Josh, do you get
That's
it,
what
Josh?
I say. I get it. I totally
Great.
Get it.
Thank
Good
you.
On you, Joshy.
Yep.
I once hid a sheep's kidney in my library bag for 3 weeks in the middle of summer.
Why, Joshy?
Hold on. Why did you have a sheep's kidney to start with?
I was a kid. I was about...
I was a kid once. I didn't have a sheep's kidney.
You know, I had a basketball.
What did you do? You know, okay, so you had it. Yeah.
We went to Nan and Pop's farm and they had sheep and they just killed the sheep to get some meat. And they thought this would be, you know, we'll show you what the inside of a sheep looks like. And Pop did that and all good. And then they left.
I made bickies with my Nan and Pa.
You also made bickies with chicken.
Wait, but chicken.
Yeah. So then, hold on. How did it end up in your library bag? Why did you hide it?
So I had to obviously sneak it home. So I snuck it to the boot of the car when Mum and Dad weren't looking. And the quick first bag I could find was my library bag. I don't know why it was in there. So I hid that in my library bag and then snuck that home and then hid the library bag in my cupboard. And it was starting to smell. And it got to a point about 3 weeks later, Mum had thrown all of the food out of the fridge. She'd cleaned the whole house looking for this smell.
No.
She'd washed the curtains and she just beside herself. And she said, there's a smell in this house. I can't figure out what it is. And I confessed and said it's probably the sheep's kidney I've got hidden in my room.
Oh, Joshy. Oh, my gosh.
What did she say? Was she annoyed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was very annoyed.
What state was the sheep's kidney in when you found it?
Well, it had a lid and we took the lid off and it was just maggots all through it. And it was just, I can smell it now just thinking about it. I can smell it.
So did you return it to the library?
I thought you were going to say, did you return it to the sheep?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And at Specsavers, get 50% off all lens options like light reactive, clarity enhancing and reflection reducing lenses. Limited time only. T's and C's apply.
This is amazing. If you want to come see Pink in Paris, no more squinting in the European sun or the dim light. Back here in Australia, reactions lenses are just for you and you can get them at Specsavers.
Oh, get in. See the wonderful folks at Specsavers. Hey, Bickers, up next. It is, it's an international guest that we've got on next.
Do we?
Yes.
Where?
Well, sometimes I surprise you with guests because I want to I want you to be genuinely thrilled. And
I
sometimes
know we've got Rita Ora on the show tomorrow. She's coming early.
Maybe. Wait and see.
Next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Sorry. What?
You're talking now.
Sometimes I like to give you and the audience a sense of ill-preparedness and then surprise you with just how prepared I really am. Because do you know about the beluga whale that's popped up again?
No.
Oh, my God.
If you get the whale on now.
I'm not,
oh,
mate.
My God.
It's not that.
I'm not in the mood for the whale today.
It's not. Don't worry about that.
Okay, great.
You know what a beluga whale is, those gorgeous white whales. Right?
I don't think I know what a beluga is.
No. Well, look it up in your own time. Anyway, do you remember when this one was first spotted in Norway in 2019 and people thought it was a Russian spy because it was wearing a harness?
What?
And the markings on this harness said, equipment, St. Petersburg.
Hold on. Sorry. They thought a whale was a Russian spy because it was wearing a harness.
Well, they still think. It's just
what,
appeared
again.
It was
like doing a swinging from the rooftops. What do you mean it's wearing a harness?
It's wearing a harness with, they thought, intelligence gathering equipment on it.
Oh, they thought they didn't think it was a human spy.
They didn't think the blue whale was coming back to them going, you won't believe what I've seen.
It was very confusing.
Yeah.
Anyway. Perhaps if we had a whale to speak to about it, it would make it all a bit easier.
It has been spotted again now. It's resurfaced and it's going up and down Sweden's coastline.
With the harness on again?
With the harness still on, and they still are unsure whether it's a Russian spy, and they've given it the nickname because the word whale in Norwegian is Haval, and so they've called it Havladimir. And you won't believe who joins us now.
Stop. No, I don't like when we talk about these stupid things.
It could be anyone. It could be a Russian specialist. It could be someone from the aquatics.
After we did this last time, we had a chat that made me cross. And I said, I don't like speaking to animals.
No, I think what you said was I didn't study journalism so I could speak to animals.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing anyway.
But maybe it's not. Jesse, maybe it's not an animal.
Yeah, maybe it isn't. Maybe it's also just a regular spy.
Yeah, but also, why would we go around the source when we could go straight to the source? Hey, Vladimir, are you there?
Whale, it's me, Russian spy whale.
This is the sort of stuff, when I was 19, I used to do little radio plays in my room with my little cassette player and I'd play all the voices and pretend I was in Neighbours.
So
right?
You get it.
No, but that was when I was in my bedroom
is
at
so
19.
Sad. 19. That's got people
sorry, no, when I they're think nine. I was about 14.
14? It's so sad. People do that when they're kids.
No, I wasn't kid
19.
At 14.
You could drive
no,
a car.
No, I wasn't at 19. That was wrong. It was about 14.
You were 19, mate.
I was 14. Got, anyway, the point is it wasn't on a national radio show.
Have you got questions?
I don't have a question.
I've got questions. Are you a Russian spy? Is that true?
You can call me James Pond with my license to Krill.
That's pretty funny.
Very funny. And why are you gathering information? What is the purpose?
Tommy, I might have blowhole, but I'll never blow my cover.
Because he's prepared gear.
I know, he's having a whale of a time.
That's good, Gary Bickmore.
Do you have any questions?
What would you like me to ask you next so you can get out your next line you've prepared?
Maybe, Carrie, you could ask me if I have a joke.
Do you have a joke, whale?
Yes, I do. Did you hear the one about the promiscuous whale?
No.
He bit the end of submarine and extracted all semen.
thank you, Russian spy whale. Thank you.
Why does he have to leave so quickly?
Because Carrie's giving me those eyes.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your Tuesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Gary, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later. Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Gary, Bickmore, Tommy, Little, put your hands up because it's quiz time. Quiz time. Quiz time. Quiz time. Quiz time.
Yeah. Yeah. What paper we got today, Jesse boy?
The Courier Mail from Bris Vegas.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, question number one. Which website was originally called AuctionWeb?
Sure.
eBay.
Oh, no. Wow. That's good.
Yeah, I was thinking eBay as well. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I was going to say Facebook Marketplace, and then I realised it didn't make sense.
Oh, no.
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 eBay, do they auction stuff?
Yeah.
At the beginning?
Mm. Oh, sorry. It's all on it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
When was the last time you sold something?
What am I trying to...
Have you ever sold something on eBay?
Have I sold something?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No, I don't think I've ever... But I don't think I've ever sold anything. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever sold anything. Full stop.
What do you do with your stuff?
Hoarding.
Yeah. Hoard and give away.
Yeah, I reckon.
What am I thinking of? It's driving me nuts. Gumtree. Damn it.
Oh.
I've been trying to think of that this whole time.
Your favourite website.
Glad we waited
actually,
for the wrong
answer. Actually, could be that.
Yes.
Do you think it's Gumtree or eBay? Maybe it is Gumtree.
Not auctioning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question number two. What is a nickname for the foul-smelling Titan Arum native to Sumatra?
Oh, you know this, Bickers.
What? I don't understand that question.
It'll be a tree or something.
Foul-smelling something from Sumatra. Mm. Titan tigers in Sumatra.
Is it a stank tree?
What's it called?
A Titan Arum.
How's Arum spelled? A-R-U-M?
Yeah.
It's important to get that.
No, because I speak a bit of Indonesian, so I wonder.
Oh, you're talking about Pagi?
Yeah.
BDP.
Do you reckon it's what's Sumatra? What have they got in Sumatra? They've got tigers.
No, I reckon it's a tree.
Tree, sure.
Or don't
tree.
You think?
Yep.
No, but it'll have a name, isn't it?
No, it's just what the thing is that smells, isn't it?
Yeah, the nickname.
Yeah.
Nickname. Oh.
Yeah.
The stink bomb.
Yeah, that's not bad. There you go.
Question number
but
three.
In Indonesian.
Will it be a stink wattle or something? Anyway.
Question number three. Which sport is played in Dennis Quaid's The Rookie? It'd be baseball for sure, right?
Is it?
I reckon.
Who's Dennis Quaid?
The actor.
He's from Parent Trap.
Oh, I haven't seen it. Oh. Is he old or old. Is he young?
Oh.
Dennis is not young, is
no.
he?
No.
Nah. Did Dennis Quaid get laid much? Or did he get paid to get laid?
Question number
Do you reckon,
four.
How many movies did he made? Sorry, I'll stop saying. Oh, he's old.
Yeah, he's old.
Question number four. Which fictional dog was created by Fred Gibson and Carl Berger in 1956?
Snoopy?
Yeah, sounds good.
Or, yeah.
Lassie? Ooh. What's 56? Yeah. A big cartoon. Yeah. Yep. Snoop. Yep.
Or Goofy.
Ooh.
Oh,
Goofy was a bit older, wasn't
when
he?
When was Disney? Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought Goofy came along a fair bit after Mickey. I remember Mickey saying back in
wasn't
the day,
he in
it's
that...
lonely here. Okay. And I'd love a dog.
When did Minnie come? Why didn't he want Minnie before he wanted a dog?
He did. But then he was sick of Minnie's constant chatter.
He just wanted a
man's
dog.
Best friend who could talk to him, but not talk to him. If you know what I'm saying? Listen, but not speak.
Right now you're doing a lot of yapping.
So we're going with Snoopy.
Yeah.
Question number five. A flighting is a Scottish contest in which two rivals exchange what?
Ooh.
Flighting.
All I know is it's a flight of like whiskies or a flight of beers, but I don't reckon that has anything to do with it.
Scottish flighting. Contest, that's not the log throwing. They don't call it.
They exchange what?
Oh, exchange. Is
it? Would it be slapping, do you reckon?
Ooh.
They exchange
something like that?
Slaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
You know that one where they hold that, you have to hold onto the handle and slap each other?
No.
It's a bit of fun. I had
do
a plan for
you
a
went
listener
through that,
next week. Yeah.
We went through that phase. We'd all go out and you'd go and just hit people in the middle of their head, their
with
forehead.
The palm.
It was so annoying.
I'm aware.
Question one, is it eBay?
Straight on to the answers. Question number one, yes, AuctionWeb was eBay.
Great
stuff.
The nickname for the foul-smelling Titan Arum native to Sumatra is a corpse flower.
Oh.
Not bad, though, guessing.
Yeah.
Dennis Stink Quaid.
Got laid.
Dennis Quaid's The Rookie was baseball.
Oh.
Which fictional dog was
created?
Did
you hear about... Sorry, Jesse, did you hear about...
Sorry, just keep going,
I didn't
Jesse.
Hear.
Keep going, Jesse. Jesse, keep going.
Dennis Quaid. Did you hear about when the cops went through his house and he wasn't expecting it?
Can you just fade him out?
Oh, fade's good.
Which fictional dog was created by Fred Gibson and Carl Berger in 1956? It was Old Yeller.
It was also a raid, anyway.
And flighting is a Scottish contest. This is for a pass mark where they trade Insults.
Oh, trade.
Insults.
Dennis Trade.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Join Carrie and Tommy in Paris.
All right.
In a VIP suite.
What else could you want?
To see one of the biggest artists in the world. Pink, you lucky f***ers.
Pink.
Pink.
You're in fun.
Pink in Paris.
With Carrie and Tommy.
Bonjour, it's Pink. Enchanté, merci.
What about us? Always your best if you are gone. I think I finally had enough.
Flights, accommodation, and a VIP suite to see Pink in Paris.
Miss Carrie and Tommy. Pink's album, Trustful, is out now.
You get to come with your bestie, or in the case of Michael, who was our carryover champ, he would bring his wife to see Pink in Paris. Now, Michael, you did absolutely nothing yesterday to get through to today. In fact, I think you were still doing your Sparky job on the side while we were doing the break. Is that right?
That is 100% correct.
Yeah.
Are you on the tools again, Michael?
I was. I've gotten off the tools. I deliberately...
Thank you.
Oh, we've got Michael's full focus. This is exciting.
Yep, 100%.
Did you have your honeymoon in Paris, or have I been ill-informed?
Yes. Okay. So we did a Europe tour.
Oh, okay.
And Paris, I think we only spent 2 days or something. The riots were there, so it was crazy.
Oh.
It was the whole yellow vest riots in 2018.
I don't think we did a listener trip to that one. Good. Good. Michael, you're going to have to do something today. How good is your... A, French, and B, Pink song knowledge.
French, horrid. I did know a few phrases, but I've since forgotten them.
Okay.
And Pink knowledge. I'm up there with the popular ones because those are the ones that I liked.
Yeah.
It's a good, it's a good philosophy.
So far, you guys have played only popular ones from what I can see.
She's only got popular ones, Michael.
We're not playing at the D-side tracks. Well, Michael, you're up against Kylie today, and Kylie knows Pink back to front. She would take her BFF. You want a bit of a girls' trip, some time away from the kids, yeah, Kylie?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. Well, yesterday Michael didn't have to do a lot, so you just have to sit back, relax, and hope Michael stuffs up, okay?
Yes, I hope that very much.
Hey, Michael, we'll give you the rules one more time. You will hear the song only once, as you know, will be in French. And then the countdown timer will start as soon as the lyrics stop. So we won't say anything in between. You have 10 seconds to answer the song you think. You need to have the wording exactly correct. We only take your first answer. And that has to be completed by the time the buzzer sounds. You ready to go?
I certainly am. I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's do this.
La plupart des filles veulent un homme avec le bling bling.
I don't know this one, unfortunately.
Michael. Kylie. Kylie, that is good news for you.
Yes, it is.
Would you have known what it was, Kyles? Would you like to hear it again? It doesn't matter, you're through anyway.
Fever on them avec le bling bling.
I reckon most girls would know this one.
Michael, do you reckon most girls would know this one?
That's what it is, isn't it?
Most girls.
That's an old one. What a tune.
Yes.
Yeah.
You need to focus on those phrases that translate, like bling bling. And it was DJ the other day. Michael, you did nothing yesterday and you got through, and today you did nothing and unfortunately
I did absolutely nothing today.
But you can enter again. Thank you.
Oh,
hopefully we speak to you soon. Kyles?
Yeah.
Guess what?
I know. I get a chance.
You are one step closer to getting on that plane and coming with us to see Pink live in Paris.
Awesome.
All right.
We'll speak to you
tomorrow. Go listen to some Pink tunes and get yourself ready for tomorrow, okay?
Of course. It is all thanks to the wonderful folks at Specsavers. We'll see you tomorrow, Kyles.
Thanks.
Yeah, at Specsavers, you can get 50% off all lens options like light reactive, clarity enhancing and reflection reducing lenses. Limited time only. T's and C's apply. And don't forget, the code word is in brekkie tomorrow at 8:30.
Carrie and Tommy.
Well, guys, the podcast is just about finished. Is there anything else you wanted to add to today's podcast?
Of course.
I would like to add something.
Oh, yeah?
I would like to add the clue to tomorrow's Code Word to join us to see Pink live in Paris.
Well, there's a party forming. We've got a few of our listeners coming now.
It's going to be awesome because so I've got two options for the clue.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to just give one
option? Remember to the people listening, this is not the code word
for
tomorrow.
It's a clue.
It's a clue for the code word.
Yes, to give you a first crack at getting that code word.
Fire?
Oh, that's not what I was going with.
But that's good, though.
That is good.
Mm.
I was going to go with Hunchback.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, my gosh. Those two together should definitely give you the code word. If you don't get that, you don't deserve to come.
Can I give you my other one?
Yep.
And if this one's too obvious...
No, don't give it too obvious.
If it's too obvious, we can beep. We can beep it out.
Make it really obscure.
If it's too obvious, we can beep it out.
Okay.
Is it your darm or is it darm?
It's not that it's not too easy. It's just darm.
There we go. Then we're done. Very good. But is it your darm?
Catch up on anything you missed from Carrie and Tommy in the podcast. Grab it on the Listener app. Now that the show's over, Carrie and Tommy have some time to go and put their health first. With NIB, members get access to healthy services like telehealth appointments and e-scripts delivered straight to your door. Whatever health first means to you, NIB is here to help you live it. Start living health first and join NIB today at nib.com.au.
Bye.
Bye.